Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Welcome to another episode of Kasalanan Maging Purita. Siyempre, we will always give you the best of the best ng experiences namin. And ito, pinakamainit and pinaka, I hope na refreshing. If this is the first time na mapakinggan mo ako, this is Neil Reichel and ito na yung podcast namin. So if you can, and I think you should, bigyan mo naman 5-star rating to sa Spotify. Now proceed. Ang title ng episode na ito is Your Wife is Your Strongest Ally. And gusto kong i-dedicate itong episode na ito kay Alpha kasi I've always been telling people kung gaano siya katibay si Alpha. And she has always been one of my sources of strength. In fact, siya talaga ang pinaka-source of strength ko. And sana hindi magtampo sa akin ng Diyos ha, pero as in yung diretsong sagot, Alpha. Tapos ano ko, Faith, syempre will always be there, pero I would not be where I am kung hindi dahil kay Alpha. Hindi ako mangangarap ng mataas. Hindi ako makakita ng potential sa sarili ko. Yes, nakakita akong potential, pero alam mo yung hindi mo naman ma-distinguish kung ito ba ay potential ba talaga o kayabangan mo lang sa sarili mo. Nung dumating si Alpha sa buhay ko or dumating ako sa buhay niya, hindi ko alam kung anong pinakatamang term. Doon ko na-realize na, okay. Pero hindi pa pala sapat yung nakikita kong hindi pa pala sapat yung nakikita kong lakas niya. And eto, gusto kong i-share sa inyo, mga bashers, is this na baka yung mga akala natin ng mga asawa natin, akala natin kontra lang lagi sila, akala natin na lagi, hindi natin nagagawa yung mga dapat natin gawin kasi laging nandyan yung mga asawa natin na awat ng awat. Hindi kaya, ang dahilan kaya kung bakit sila awat ng awat sa atin is because hindi naman nila naiintindihan mabuti kung ano ba yung nilalatag nating plano at kung ano yung gusto nating mangyari. At kung we just have the patience enough, okay, and make them realize na okay, ito pala siya, ganito pala siya, na i-explain natin mabuti. At hindi lang mabuti, i-explain natin. Makikita pala natin na mas marami pa pala siyang insights, mas marami pa pala siyang mga inputs, mas marami pa pala siyang may tuturo sa atin. Medyo short yung episode na to, pero sana malaman. Ang gusto ko lang iparating sa inyo na yung partners natin, our wives, our husbands, they can be our strongest allies. Alam naman na sa sarili natin kung tama yung napangasawa natin eh. Siguro the easiest question dito is this. Pag iniwan ka ba ng asawa mo ngayon, sasaya ka ba o lulungkot ka? Kasi ako, pag iniwan ako, wala talaga, ma. I'm lost for words. Masisiraan siguro ang bait. Parang, there's no point. Yan talaga siya. I'm recording this for myself. I'm recording this for other husbands na hindi nila nakikita yung 100% ng lakas ng asawa nila. And siguro nagra-rumble na ako, pero ang gusto ko lang sabihin dito is that kung alam natin na yung asawa natin is yung talagang taong ayaw natin ma mapawalay tayo, 'di ba? Yun nga ang tanong ko is isa, simple lang naman. Gusto mo ba pag iniwan ka ba, masaya ka ba o malungkot? Hindi ko alam kung anong description ko ng malungkot, as in talaga ikasisira ko, ikababaliw ko. And then it's high time that we give them the trust, we give them our patience, we give them the treatment that they deserve. And that is yung respect natin sa kanila, yung patience natin, and then yung trust natin na that they might even know better than us. Hindi sila asawa lang that someone that we come home to, someone na katabi natin pagtulog, diba? Or mother of our children. Ang asawa pala natin is life partner natin na mag-uumpisa tayo na tayong dalawa, mag-i-end tayo na tayong dalawa. And what better way kundi magsama all together, hindi yung sa umpisa lang kayo nagsama at saka sa end, kung wala na yung mga anak nyo, nag-aalisa na, doon lang kayo ulit magsasama. What if all throughout, di ba, the journey of married life, magkasama kayo, you stick it out, di ba, with each other. And yun ang gusto kong i-share sa inyo. Sana may nakuha kayo sa episode na ito. Give this a 5-star review. If you can, forward this to a friend who you think should listen to this episode. Kasi a lot of wives, ito, magiging siguro sexist na ako ah. A lot of wives, I think, are doing a far better job as the partner in the relationship compared to us husbands. Madalas kami mga husbands, ang iniisip lang namin, magiging provider. Hanggat maaari, huwag mambabae. Siyempre, no-no talaga yon. Third is laruin ng konti ng mga anak. Fourth, baka fifth pa nga lang eh. Yung i-remind yung sarili natin na, asawa pala tayo. Oo nga, meron palang isang tao na niligawan natin noon. Pagkaigigi nating niligawan, sinuyo nating maigi, niyaya natin pakasal. Tapos biglang, ganun na lang ang trato natin sa kanila. Eh, life partner nga natin sila. So yun, I dedicate this episode to all the wives who deserve our respect, our trust, our belief. Kasi for all we know, hanap tayo ng hanap ng latest business hack. Hanap tayo ng hanap ng trusted business partner or mentor. Sa tabi lang pala natin, yung asawa pala natin, yun pala ang makapagbigay ng mga input sa atin na kailangan natin. Yun lang, maraming salamat. Thank you for listening, mga bashers. Peace out. Bye-bye.
O diba, may sponsor na kami? Libre ka namin ng yummy chapche mo kapag umorder ka sa Taste of Joy. Taste of Joy. Masarap ang pansit dito, masarap pagkain nila. Basta ang worth ng order mo ay 1,000 pesos and up. Net, ito ha, hindi kasama yung mga dinidiscount mong senior citizen na pati kapitbahay nyo na senior citizen, sila sama mo ha. Net, 1,000 pesos and up. Meron kang libreng chapche. Sagot na namin ang chapche mo. All you have to do is go to the Instagram account nila, tasteofjoy.ph, para umorder. Doon ka lang o-order and basta umabot ng 1,000 pesos ang order mo. Net ha, net, lilibre ka namin ng yummy-yummy chapche. Mapapa.
Arasa.
Sa sarap. Let's go!
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast. With Neil Reichel, we've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being burita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-burita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging burita. See you in the next episode. Paalam!